NASA scientist James Hansen has been studying global warming for decades. He says President Obama is taking climate change seriously, but Hansen doesn't like a proposed cap-and-trade program to cut carbon dioxide emissions from big sources like coal-fired power plants. Hansen says to lower CO2 levels a significant amount, the U.S. either needs to succeed at capturing carbon emissions and storing them underground, or phase out use of coal over the next few decades.
If we don't, we will be sending the planet back toward the ice-free state. We will have all sorts of disasters, and I'm particularly concerned about those that are irreversible, and that means, for example, extermination of species.
Hansen is promoting the idea of charging consumers a sizable fee on coal, similar to a dollar a gallon tax on gasoline. But Hansen says families would get back their money, as much as $9,000 for a family of four, if they reduce their carbon emissions. The state's largest electric utility is leery of a coal fee or the president's cap-and-trade plan. We Energy spokesman Brian Manthey says both would hit the Midwest hard.
Wisconsin, being one of those states, relies more heavily on coal than perhaps either the East Coast or the West Coast. And so because there is no technology that is readily available yet to capture that carbon, there would be more of a burden on from a financial standpoint on the states like Wisconsin.
We Energies uses coal to produce about two-thirds of its power. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.